This goes to Dr. Stebleton, S-T-E-B, like boy, E-L-T-O-N, like November, fax 989-775-1640. Regarding Clyde, C-L-Y-D-E, middle initial J, Creque, C-R-E-Q-U-E. Date of birth, January 22nd of 1943. Dear Dr. Stebleton, this is a face-to-face follow-up visit with Mr. Creque with diabetic nephropathy, proteinuria, and hypertension. His last visit was January 10th of this year. He has had multiple studies done, colonoscopy, EGDs, swallowing studies, CAT scans for his chronic abdominal pain. And really, they've not really figured out why he continues to experience chronic abdominal pain. He has been treated for constipation. Occasionally, that will relieve some of the discomfort. But he also has switched from Dr. Witzke, W-I-T-Z-K-E, to Dr. Liu, L-I-U, who he sees for urology and for his recurrent hematuria. And he just had his indwelling catheter removed and is feeling better currently. He denies headaches or dizziness, no chest pain or palpitations, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. He has a chronic abdominal pain and mostly constipation. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No edema. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. He is anticoagulated with Eliquis, 5 milligrams twice a day. Also Lasix. He takes 40 milligrams in the morning and 20 milligrams in the evening. Lisinopril is maximum dose, 20 milligrams twice a day. He's also used Amitiza for constipation periodically and states that is actually very strong. And several gout medications that he's used intermittently. Physical examination, weight is 252 pounds. Blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 140/74. Pulse is 73. He's alert and oriented. Neck is supple, no lymphadenopathy and no JVD. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is obese, non-tender, no ascites. Extremities, he's got edema in the ankles and feet, one to two plus bilaterally. Labs, most recent lab studies were done June 15th of 2022. Creatinine is stable at 1.0, estimated GFR greater than 60, albumin 4.2, calcium 9.7, electrolytes are normal, phosphorus 3.6, intact parathyroid hormone is 184.3, hemoglobin 16.2 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, diabetic nephropathy and hypertension currently at goal and hyperparathyroidism. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. A new order was provided for the patient, a standing order good for a year. He will follow a low-salt diabetic diet, and he'll be rechecked by this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.